السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع، ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام, most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa, it is a fazal of Allah Ta'ala, it is His ihsan, and it is only His mercy and because of His tawfiq that we have been able to get together again for a majlis of zikrullah and tawbah. If Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala turns away His glance of rahmat from a servant of His because of his disobedience, because of his arrogance, because of his pride, then that person will not get the tawfiq of zikrullah. We are deprived of zikrullah, of salat, of so many other ni'mats because of our sins. If a person commits a sin but his regrets, expresses great remorse, he sheds tears of nadamat and shame, then there is great hope that inshallah this person will one day become successful. But the person who becomes arrogant, he becomes proud, he brags about his sins, and because of the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala which he has in his possession, a good bank balance, good clothes, good car, good home, so then the person begins to reject Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Because of these ni'mats, he thinks, my Allah is very pleased with me, and then he becomes arrogant and becomes proud and begins to brag about his sins and looks down upon those people who are obedient to Allah Ta'ala. He criticizes, he mocks, he teases, he laughs at and ridicules those who are the true servants of Allah Ta'ala. So then this is the sign that this person is facing disaster or is going to face destruction. Shaitan became rajim because of his pride, of his arrogance. Just this morning in the Tarbiyah lesson, I mentioned to the girls there that Shaitan once told Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that you are Kalimullah. And when you meet Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala this time, then ask Allah Ta'ala for my forgiveness. So Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam met Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, or he made kalam with Allah Ta'ala, so he conveyed this message of shaitan. So Allah Ta'ala replied that I asked him to make sajda to Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, but he did not make. So now if he wants me to accept his tawbah, then he must make sajda to the grave of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Of course, this was a hukam of Allah Ta'ala to make sajda to that grave of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Otherwise, it is not permissible in the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam for any person to make sajda to any grave. But that was the hukam of Allah Ta'ala, that he must make sajda to Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam now that he has parted from this world. So when Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam came and informed shaitan that this is the condition of the acceptance of your tawbah, he said that when he was living, I didn't make sajda. Where am I going to make sajda now to his grave? It's more humiliation. So that was that same pride, because he said, خَلَقَتَنِي مِن نَار وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِن طِين. Oh Allah, you created me out of fire and you created him out of dust and sand. And the flames of fire rise high, and sand is something that you trample. So therefore, the sajda should have been made by Adam alayhi salatu wasalam to me, na'uzu billah. So this pride and arrogance is a very dangerous sin. It is an atom bomb which destroys the spirituality of a person. Once pride comes and arrogance comes, then the person's spirituality is lost, because now he is competing with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's sifat, and Allah ta'ala will then destroy this person. The person himself thinks that I am someone. In his own mind he thinks that I am Mr. Somebody, I am someone. But in the eye of the people, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives him no respect at all. Outwardly they will respect. They will put garland around his neck, and they will also praise him, sing his praises in gatherings. But if that person loses that position, he loses, he's no more a cabinet minister, he's no more a prime minister, he's no more a president, or otherwise, then the person starts talking ill of him, or like that too, behind their backs, we know what the people talk. So this arrogance and pride is a very dangerous sin. So the person who is deprived of ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, of zikrullah, of ibadat, of tilawat, majority of the times it is because of this pride. Because the meaning of kibr is that the person, he rejects that which is haq. The rejection of haq and the looking down upon another person, that is pride. That when the person rejects that which is haq, why does he reject it? Because it is coming from a person who has got less than I have. The person does not have that amount of wealth that I have. The person does not have that amount or that kind of a home that I possess. That person does not have the kind of car that I have. He does not have that kind of degrees and qualifications that I have. So now, even if that person is saying haq, he is saying the truth, but we are not prepared to accept it because it is coming from someone who does not have those type of qualities or those type of degrees and qualifications or wealth or possessions that we have. So that is pride. Or the person looks down upon the other. Where can we look down upon another person? We do not know when that person will make tawbah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has kept the doors of tawbah open, and we do not know which part of the night or day he will make tawbah, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will make him his wali. And this person who was proud and arrogant and looked down upon him, we do not know when he will slide. Aise waise kaise kaise ho gaye, kaise kaise aise waise ho gaye. So we should always make plenty of shukr when we get the tawfiq of doing any good deed. Brothers, I will repeat tonight, apne malik se utkar ke faryad kar, because there is no better time to understand this than in the present times. There is no doubt that the Ummah is going through a very, very difficult period in its history. The Majlis last week, Monday, also Thursday, and the Jummah Bayan, the discussion centered around what is happening in the world, and especially this preparation that America is making to fight the so-called terrorism, whereas it is all just to fight Islam and those who want to propagate Islam. But they give it different names. I mentioned many times that it is not, or we don't condone, we do not say that it is the Islamic way of making jihad, that you hold up innocent people as hostages. That is not Islamic jihad. But at the same time, what I did say, and I will repeat without any fear, that Allah Ta'ala's system of sending azab is different. For different people, it is a different form of azab that comes. And this was a kind of an azab to break that pride and arrogance of this so-called superpower. But instead of humbling themselves, it seems that now they want to challenge the might of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala again. So Allah ta'ala keeps giving a rope. But why do they get a long rope? Is because of our weakness, because of our actions. Allah ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, وَلَا إِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا لَا يَدُرُّكُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا. If you have two things, one is taqwa and sabr, then all their planning will not affect you. It's not going to harm you. But you have to have that sabr, sabr ala ta'at, in obedience you must make sabr, that it, no matter how much the heart desires to do otherwise, and to engage in sins, but the person makes sabr, and he goes ahead with whatever is the order of Allah Ta'ala. He makes sabr from all the masiyat and the sins, and he makes sabr on the trials and the tests that come, then Allah Ta'ala says all their planning is not going to harm you in any way. So this being a majlis of zikr, I'm not going to go into any detailed bayan, but this poetry that we have been listening to, let us take it to heart. Apne malik se utkar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Instead of just gossiping and plenty of discussions and talks and conferences and seminars, what is it necessary is that the Muslim ummah turns towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and cries before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, sheds tears of nadamat and shame, expresses helplessness before Allah ta'ala, and then asks Allah ta'ala for his help and for his assistance, and then see what happens. If problems of individuals can be solved by their tears before Allah ta'ala, then the problems of the community will also be solved with the same thing, and the problems of the nation will be solved with the same thing. Then you will make use of the means that Allah ta'ala has created. There will be preparation, there will be armor, there will be military, there will be battle, there will be radar system, and everything will make use of. But what will really bring about that victory with the usage of those means will be those tears before Allah ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who could be greater than him? But look at his tears at the battle of Badr. How much, until he had to be told, it's enough, enough. We all know that the baby, what else does it know besides crying? The baby knows nothing besides crying. All its problems are solved with crying. If it's hungry, it cries, so the mother feeds. If the baby has soiled its napkin, it cries, the mother changes the baby. If there is a headache, pain in the stomach, any kind of pain, the baby doesn't know what to say, the only thing it knows is cry. When it cries, then the mother takes the baby to the doctor, has it checked up. For every need, the baby does nothing but cries. And Allah Ta'ala puts that love and muhabbat into the heart of the mother, that the mother tries to diagnose, why is this cry? For what is this cry? So like that, we too, before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we must become like those babies and cry. Leave our arrogance and pride, and then see how Allah Ta'ala changes conditions. Apne malik se utkar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Apne malik se utkar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Ruh ko noor-e-taqwa se tu shad kar, nafs dushman hai dushman ko nashad kar. Ruh ko noor-e-taqwa se tu shad kar, nafs dushman hai dushman ko nashad kar. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Dil ko noor-e-khuda se tu abad kar, aur gunahon ki khwahish ko barbaad kar. Dil ko noor-e-khuda se tu abad kar, aur gunahon ki khwahish ko barbaad kar. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Hamd se is zubaan ko tu hamad kar, hamd se us zubaan ko tu hamad kar. Sar ko chaukhat pe unki tu sajjad kar. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Qalb o jaan ko tu us dar pe abad kar, aur sukoon e dil o jaan ko khallad kar. قلب و جان کو تو اس در پہ عباد کر اور سکون دل و جان کو خلاد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر in a few windows that side of his مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ ہیچ ہے سب میرے ارادے Is it somebody's cell phone? What's somebody's alarm? مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب اور ہیچ ہے سب میرے ارادے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے بس اب جگا دے ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہیں بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہے بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں. مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں. مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں. رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں. ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 اللہ. جب سانس لو میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 اللہ. تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا. تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا. گناہ میں آلودہ ہو رہا ہے رواں رواں بال بال میرا. گناہ میں آلودہ ہو رہا ہے رواں رواں بال بال میرا. یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے درست کر دے محال میرا. یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے درست کر دے محال میرا. تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا. تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا. ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 اللہ. جب سانس لو میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 اللہ. کرم سے تیرے بعید کیا ہے جو فضل مجھ پر بھی میرے رب ہو. کرم سے تیرے بعید کیا ہے جو فضل مجھ پر بھی میرے رب ہو. تیری مدد ہو میری ہو کوشش, تیری کشش ہو میری طلب ہو. تیری مدد ہو میری ہو کوشش, تیری طلب تیری مدد ہو میری ہو کوشش, تیری کشش ہو میری طلب ہو. بدی میں گزری ہے عمر ساری, نصیب توفیق نیک اب ہو. بدی میں گزری ہے عمر ساری, نصیب توفیق نیک اب ہو. رہوں میں مشغول ذکر و طاعت, بس اب یہی شغل روز و شب ہو. ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 اللہ. جب سانس لو میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ جل جلالہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد الرسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ. دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر محمد الرسول اللہ کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ 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 دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ 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 سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ 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 اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا غياث المستغيثين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما او مائی بلوڈ اللہ او مائی رحیم اللہ او مائی کریم اللہ او مائی ستار غفار او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ لونگ کیئرنگ کمپیشنٹ merciful, kind Allah. Forgive each and every one of us. Oh Allah, we know that we are your sinful servants. We know we have been disobedient to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But oh my beloved Allah, we are turning towards you. We are extending our begging bowls before you. Oh Allah, you dearly love the forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you with repentance. اے میرے اللہ تو معافی کرنے کو پسند کرتا ہے اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے اے اللہ ہم گندے ہیں ناپاک ہیں سیاکار ہیں گنہگار ہیں سب کچھ ہے لیکن تیرے بندے ہیں اے اللہ تجھے چھوڑ کر ہم جائے کہاں او مائی بلوڈ اللہ وٹ ایور وی مے بی بٹ وی آر یور سروینٹس وے آر وی گوئنگ ٹو گو او مائی اللہ اف وی گو نارتھ اٹ از یور کنگڈم اف وی گو ساؤتھ اٹ از یور کنگڈم او اللہ وی گو ایسٹ اور ویسٹ اٹ از یور کنگڈم وی گو ڈیپ ڈاؤن دا اوشن اٹس یور کنگڈم وی گو ابو دا ہیونز اٹ از یور کنگڈم وی کی ناٹ اسکیپ او مائی بلوڈ اللہ دیر از نو وے آؤٹ فرام your kingdom. Ya Allah, we are turning towards you. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, no one is going to question you why you forgave those sinners who had raised their hands in Masjid-e-Noor. Ya Allah, even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, if our sins are more than the entire creation put together, if our sins are more than the leaves of the trees, if our sins are more than the raindrops that fall from the heavens, Ya Allah, your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Oh, my beloved Allah, we have got nothing to present before you except our sins, our mountains of sins. But oh Allah, if man can make a dynamite stick which can blow up mountains, what is it difficult for you to blow away our sins, oh my Allah? Hey, mere pyare khuda, ab to maaf kar de. Ya Allah, we know that we are suffering all over in the world because of our sins. Oh my beloved Allah, we know we have distanced ourselves from Islam and Iman. Ya Allah, in our lives the culture of the West has come in. Oh Allah, those very nations that we criticize, oh my beloved Allah, their culture we have adopted in our lives, their culture in our homes, their culture in our weddings, their culture in our walimas, oh Allah, their culture in all our parties and functions, oh my Allah, their culture in our business deals and trading. اے میرے اللہ, ہم تو سر سے پیر تک ان کے کلچر میں غرق ہے. We are drowning in their culture, oh my Allah. That culture which was of the kuffar and of the nasara and of the yahood and of the mushrikeen and of the enemies of Islam, oh Allah, that culture has come into our lives. But oh my beloved Allah, there is no one for us besides you. Amen. You are loving and you are forgiving. Amen. You dearly love the forgiveness of the sins of the sinners. Therefore we are turning towards you, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us. Forgive our parents. Forgive our wives and children. Forgive our brothers and sisters. Forgive the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hey, mere pyare khuda, ab to tu ummat ke haal par raham kar le. Ya Allah, have mercy on this ummat for whom the blood of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been shed. Ya Allah, have mercy on this ummat for whom so much of tears of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam have been shed. Ya Allah, have mercy on this ummat for whom my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam stood whole night in prayers. Ay mere pyare khuda, ab to raham kar le. Ay Allah, hamare upar fazal farma. Ay Allah, hamari pareshaniyon ko dur farma. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, forgive the sins of our ears, forgive the sins of our tongues, forgive the sins of our hands and feet, forgive the sins of our heart and mind. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins, forgive the sins that we committed knowing knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of night. Oh my Allah, there was no question of darkness for you. You are aware of the movement of even a tiny little black ant that is crawling on a pitch black rock in the darkest of the darkest of all nights. Oh Allah, how can you not be aware of our movements? Oh my beloved Allah. But when we drew the curtains and committed sins, Allah. Oh Allah, when we looked right, left, forward and behind us and committed sins, we thought everybody else was watching. The only one that was blind was you. Ay, very Allah, you who gave us sight, we considered you blind. Ay Allah, you who gave us sight in the darkness of the mother's stomach, we considered you to be blind. Ay, very Allah, ab to maaf kar de. Ay Allah, humare haal par raham farma. Puri ummat muslima par raham farma. Ey Allah, hum sab ki maghfirat farma. Ya Allah, bless us all with happiness. Bless us with joy and satisfaction. Bless us with prosperity. Ya Allah, bless us with contentment. Bless us with satisfaction. Bless us with sabr and shukr. Ya Allah, fill our lives with zuhd and with taqwa. Ey Allah, teri marifat naseeb farma. Tera yaqeen naseeb farma. Tera qurb naseeb farma. Teri muhabbat naseeb farma. Teri itaat naseeb farma. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ki itaat naseeb farma. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ki bharpoor muhabbat naseeb farma. Oh my beloved Allah, make us obedient to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, all over the world the Muslim Ummah is suffering, especially in Palestine, in Afghanistan and in Kashmir and so many other parts of the world. Oh my beloved Allah, shake up the might and the power of the so-called superpowers. Ay Allah, unki military taqat ko to hila de. Ay Allah, shake their pentagon up. Ay mere pyare khuda, there is nothing difficult for you. Ya Allah, you send your forces, oh my beloved Allah. Send your hidden forces, your unseen forces. Oh Allah, you have used the wind for the destruction of nations. You have used the earth for the destruction of nations. You have used the flood waters for the destructions of nations that were destroyed, rejecting you and disobedient to you. Oh Allah, your forces are unlimited. Ey mere pyare khuda, you protected the Kaabatullah with the Babil. Ey mere Allah, you destroyed the army of Abraha with just little birds. Oh my beloved Allah. Ey mere pyare khuda, tu to langde machhar se bhi halak kar sakta hai. Ey Allah, inki quwwat ko khatam kar de. Inki fauji taqat ko khatam kar de. Ey Allah, inki bahri jahazon ko gharq kar de. Allah, inki bahri jahazon ko gharq kar de. Ey Allah, inki hawai addon ko khatam farma. Ey Allah, inki hawai addon ko khatam farma. Ey Allah, inki hawai jahazon ko aapas mein takra de. Ey Allah, inki aapas mein ikhtilaf dal de. Ey Allah, put differences amongst themselves, put a division in their hearts. Ya Allah, destroy them amongst themselves. Ey Allah, give them hidayat or destroy them like the Aad and Samud. Ey Allah, ye teri taqat ke muqable par aa gaye hain. Ye حضور علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی امت کو ختم کرنے پر آئے ہیں. اے اللہ تو ان کو برباد کر دے. اے اللہ تو ان کو برباد کر دے. اے اللہ ان کی تمام قوت کو ختم فرما. مسلمانوں کو غلبہ عطا فرما. مسلمانوں کی نصرت فرما. یا اللہ, send your angels and assist the Muslims just as you assisted them in the battle of Badr, just as you assisted them in the battle of Uhud, just as you assisted them in the battle of Hunain, just as you assisted them in the battle of Ahzab. اے میرے اللہ, تو نے جس طریقے سے ان مسلمانوں کی مدد کی تھی, اے اللہ تو ان غریب مسلمانوں کی مدد فرما. اے اللہ, ان کے دل کے اندر رحم نہیں ہے. اے اللہ, یہ ظالم ہو چکے ہیں. اے اللہ, there is no mercy left in their hearts anymore. There is no justice left in their hearts anymore. Oh Allah, hundreds of thousands of old, sickly, weak people are leaving Afghanistan for the borders, and Muslim countries are closing their borders for them. Oh Allah, the Muslim countries are becoming the friends of the enemies of Islam. Ey mere Allah, tu un musalmanon ko bhi hidayat de. Ya Allah, musalmanon ko sachi hukumat de. Ey Allah, deendar hukumat naseeb farma. Ey Allah, unko tu hidayat naseeb farma. Ey Allah, dushmanon ko tu ya to hidayat de, ya Allah, unko tu khatam farma. Ey mere Allah, hamare paas kuch bhi nahi hai. Ey mere Allah, we cannot do anything. We are so helpless, oh my beloved Allah. Ey Allah, ہمارے جان
بھی ہم نہیں دے سکتے اے اللہ, ہم کچھ بھی نہیں کر سکتے, ہم اتنے دور ہیں میرے اللہ, لیکن تو ان کے قریب ہے. وی مے بی فار اوے فرام دیم بٹ او اللہ یو آر کلوز ٹو دیم. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, ہیو مرسی آن دا مجاہدین آف افغانستان, ہیو مرسی آن دا طالبان آف افغانستان, ہیو مرسی آن دا پیلسٹائنین پیپل. او اللہ ہیو مرسی آن دیر چلڈرن, ہیو مرسی آن دیر ویمن. او اللہ ہیو مرسی آن دیر مجاہدین. اے میرے پیارے خدا, مسلمانوں کو نیک بنا دے, ان کو طاقت عطا فرما, ان کو قوت عطا فرما, ان کو غلبہ نصیب فرما. ہائے میرے اللہ, ہائے میرے اللہ. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is informed of the condition of his ummah, how much of tears must be flowing from his mubarak eyes. Ay mere Allah, when he is being informed that those countries of the world which claim to be Muslim countries, they are sitting with all the military might that they have, and they are watching the destruction of the Muslims. Ay mere Allah, tu Saudi Arab ko hidayat de. Ay Allah, Saudi Arab ki hukumat ko hidayat de. Ay Allah, wahan par inqilab paida kar de. Ay Allah, tu isi tarike se Jordan walon ko hidayat de, tu Egypt walon ko hidayat de, Syria walon ko hidayat de. اے اللہ, تمام مسلم ممالک کو ہدایت دے. اے اللہ, اب تو ان کے ایمان کو چل اللہ زندہ کر دے. اے اللہ, stir their ایمان. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, ہاؤ لانگ آر وی گوئنگ ٹو ریمین آئیڈل اینڈ سلیپنگ. اے اللہ, ہاؤ لانگ آر وی گوئنگ ٹو واچ دا ڈسٹرکشن. اے میرے اللہ, ہاؤ لانگ آر وی گوئنگ ٹو سائڈ دا اینیمیز آف اسلام. میرے اللہ, اب تو ہمیں ہمت عطا فرما. اینڈ او اللہ, گیو اس ہو ہیو گیدرڈ ہیر اینڈ دا مسلم امہ اراؤنڈ دا گلوب, او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, the himmat and the courage to make jihad against our nafs. Allah, make us, give us the himmat and the tawfiq to make jihad against our nafs. Ya Allah, give us the himmat and the courage to throw out from our homes the Bollywood and the Hollywood films. Ya Allah, give us the courage to throw out of our lives the Bollywood and the Hollywood culture. Ay mere Allah, ab to tu hame bhi hidayat de. Give us the tawfiq to change our lives, to change our direction of lives, to turn towards you, O my Allah. O Allah, 6,000-7,000 people went to work, and one minute before that, not one of them knew that suddenly there's going to be a disaster where their lives will be shattered forever and ever. O my Allah, we too do not know when the angel of death will strike. We could be in a supermarket and it can happen. We could be in any hotel and it could happen. Ya Allah, we could be in an aeroplane and it could happen. Whilst driving our cars, our life could go. Oh my Allah, we do not know when we are going to die, where we are going to die, and how we are going to die. How can we then be watching filthy porn films? How can then we be taking drugs, oh my beloved Allah? How can then we be taking wine and liquor, oh my Allah? How can then we be indulging in adultery and fornication, oh my beloved Allah, when we do not know if the angel of death is just behind our backs?
Ay mere Allah, ہمیں ہدایت نصیب فرما. ڈونٹ لیٹ اوور ڈیتھ کم ان اے ڈسکو, ڈونٹ لیٹ اوور ڈیتھ کم ان اینی کیسینو, ڈونٹ لیٹ اوور ڈیتھ کم ان اینی تھیٹر اور سینما, ڈونٹ لیٹ اوور ڈیتھ بی ود اے فلتھی porn novel or magazine in our hands. Oh Allah, don't let our death be watching any kind of filthy film. Don't let our death be in adultery or fornication. Ay mere Allah, musalmanon ko tu hidayat de, hum sab ko hidayat de. Hum kamzor hai, hum zayif hai, but oh my Allah, don't turn away your sight and your nigah of rahmat from us. Don't turn away your glance of rahmat from us because of our weakness, because of our sins. Oh my Allah, we know that if you had one to destroy us, you could have destroyed us long ago. You are so merciful, so forgiving, so kind. All you want is that we should turn towards you. Oh Allah, that is what we are doing. That is what we have gathered here for. Oh Allah, we are turning towards you. Ya Allah, bring about a change in our lives. Bring about a revolution in our lives. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to make namaz on time. Give us the tawfiq to keep fast in Ramadan, to give zakat if due, to go for hajj if farz, to fulfill the rights of our parents, our brothers and sisters, our wives and children, and the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, our neighbors, whether Muslims or non-Muslims. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to fulfill everybody's rights. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to pay back to whomsoever, whatever is due. Ya Allah, give us the akhlaq of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us the akhlaq and the character of the Sahaba-i Kiram Ridwanullah alayhi majma'in. Give us the akhlaq of the Awliya-i Kiram. Allah nisbat-e Awliya-i Siddiqeen hame ata farma. Ya Allah, all those who are here, you are well aware of the desires that are in their hearts. Our sisters who are at the madrasa, you are well aware of all the different desires that are in their hearts. Oh my Allah, all those desires which are in accordance with Sharia. Oh my beloved Allah, fulfill all those desires. Those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. We are sick, oh my Allah, physically sick and spiritually sick. Ya Allah, cure us from all our ailments. Those who are in financial difficulties and problems, remove their difficulties. Oh Allah, those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are weak, make them strong. Oh Allah, those who are poverty stricken, give them wealth. Oh Allah, those who cannot find suitable marriage partners, bless them with suitable marriage partners. Ya Allah, bless them with suitable marriage partners who will be an assistant and a help to their deen. Allah, bless us with the best of this world and the best of Akhirah. Allah, bless us with the best of this world and the best of Akhirah. Ya Allah, in these times of fitna, protect our iman, protect our Islam, protect our lives, protect our children, protect our wives, protect our brothers and sisters, protect the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Give barakat in our businesses, barakat in our homes, barakat in our lives. Ya Allah, you are the one who fulfills all needs and desires. We are turning towards you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, all the du'as that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made for us, all the du'as of goodness for us, Ya Allah, bless us with that goodness. Bless the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and fitna and corruption that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for protection, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, O Allah, protect us all from those fitnas. Allah, all the works of deen that are taking place, accept each and every work. Ya Allah, give ikhlas to those who are working for the sake of your deen. Ya Allah, madaris ko qubool farma, tabligh o dawat ki mehnat qubool farma, unke gasht aur ijtemaat ko qubool farma. Ay Allah, darul ulum ko qubool farma. Ay Allah, masajid ki mehnat qubool farma. Ay mere pyare khuda, khanqao ki mehnat qubool farma. Haramain sharifain ki hifazat farma, masjid aqsa ki hifazat farma. Huzur پاک قسم کے صدقے طفیل میں ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. ان اللہ وملائکته یصلون علی النبی یا ایھا الذین آمنوا صلوا علیہ وسلموا تسلیما. اللهم صل علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد وبارک وسلم. سبحان ربک رب العزۃ عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین.